Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. Today, it's all about numbers, because some interesting statistics about people with MS in the United Kingdom have been released by Public Health England. PHE says the numbers are intended to help health commissioners and providers assess the needs of patients with MS and the provision of health care and services. So they're good for all of us to know. Here we go. Nearly 160,000 people in England have MS. That's 190 for every 100,000, or almost 2 of every 1,000 people in the country. About 5,000 new cases of MS are diagnosed each year in England. A Multiple Sclerosis Society estimate that covers England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland reports that about 130,000 people in those four countries live with MS, with about 7,000 new cases diagnosed each year. The report says MS is more than twice as common in women as in men. 75% of people with MS are between 40 and 74 years old. Women 50 to 59 years old are 3 times more likely than men of that age to have MS. Smoking rates for men with MS are likely to be higher than the rate in the general population. Men and women with MS are more likely to be ex-smokers than the general population. Let's talk a little more about that smoking. A study recently published in JAMA Neurology reports that smoking may cause inflammation, and that increases the risk of MS, and that patients with MS who smoke have a higher rate of disease activity, faster rates of brain atrophy, and a greater disability burden than the average person. The UK's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence recommends that smokers with MS be told they should quit, because smoking may increase their MS disability. The MS Society in the UK agrees with that advice. It seems strange to me that with that knowledge available, Public Health England reports that 23% of men with MS and 15% of women with MS are still smokers. Are healthcare professionals not relaying that important information about MS and smoking to their MS patients? The agency's research suggests this may be the case. In its report, it writes that opportunities still exist to improve the public health messaging relating to smoking and the ongoing management of MS. This could include improvements in communication between specialist neurological staff who support people with MS and the providers of local smoking cessation services as well. Do you have MS? And did or do you smoke? Have you ever been told by one of your medical providers that there might be a connection between your MS and your smoking? Tell us about it on the MS Forum section of the Multiple Sclerosis News Today website. We'd like to hear what you think.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.